This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's Close Up is Dr. Daniel Barron. Dr. Barron is the new executive director of the Avery Mitchell Yancey Library System.
Thank you, Steve. I served as the interim library director from August up until this point. And when I first began the job, I had no intention of applying to this job because I'd spent 30 years at the University of South Carolina, retired and moved back home to Bakersville, where I was born and where I want to live the rest of my life. Had no intention of taking another job. After serving in this position for about 6 weeks, I fell in love with it. I am so very fortunate to have been given the opportunity to work for the people of Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey counties in this position.
Seems like it must be in your blood, huh?
Oh, it is. My mother was a librarian, and when I was a little kid over in Bakersville, the library was just down, just over the bank from my grandparents' house where I lived. And I grew up there, and Miss Dorothy Thomas, who was the first regional librarian in this system, took me with her on the bookmobile when in the summers, and also gave me my first copy of Wind in the Willows, which I've collected over the years and now have well over 300 different titles and all of the stuff that goes along with a collector of literary stuff.
Since you're new to the job, and a lot of folks may not really know as much as we think they know about the library system, why don't you read the mission statement for AMI?
Oh, I'd be happy to. This mission statement comes from our long-range strategic plan, in which we are supposed to give a mission and a vision statement. And I would like to read the whole thing, and I hope people will listen very carefully to all aspects of what we believe that the Avery Mitchell Yancey Regional Library System should be. The mission of the Avery Mitchell Yancey Regional Library is to be an integral part of the lives of the people in the three counties by providing them with excellent educational, recreational, informational, and cultural services. Recognizing the diverse communities served and the specific individual needs of their citizens, four governments and four libraries collaboratively are committed to the economic development quality of life contributions that libraries uniquely are able to provide. Our vision is that members of the community served by AMI will make their libraries a focal point in their community. The libraries will be inviting places that people of all ages, cultures, backgrounds, interests, and abilities will find friendly and caring assistance to meet their educational, informational, cultural heritage, and recreational needs. AMI will collaborate with all educational and human service groups in the communities to assure the most effective and efficient use of funds. One of the first priorities that I have is to make sure that we continue to provide the good services that have been provided. I'm very fortunate to be able to build on a strong foundation that was established first by Dorothy Thomas in the 60s as she developed the regional library system. Following up on that, Mr. Hess, who served the system for several years, but most importantly, Teresa Coletta, over almost for two decades, helped to build this system and to create a foundation that I'm very happy that she was there. Most recently, Patty Bowers came in and for the last 2 years began many new efforts that I'm following up on. But I owe a great deal of gratitude to them, and so do the rest of the people of Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey counties.
Dr. Barron, our time is running short. We will continue this series of conversations with you about the services offered at the Avery Mitchell Yancey Regional Library System. If someone has questions about the library system, is there a number or phone numbers they should call?
There are several phone numbers, but for the people who are listening, I think it would be best just to get one telephone number. And if people will call me, I'm Daniel Barron, and our telephone number is 828-682-4476. And we'd love to hear from anyone and call anytime. I'd be glad to talk to them.
Our guest on Close Up today has been Dr. Daniel Barron, the new executive director of the Avery Mitchell Yancey Library System. Thank you, Dr. Barron.
Thank you very much, Steve.
For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.